Deb, good morning.
Good morning, Philip.
Now, you've highlighted the suddenness of losing a loved one in a this kind of traffic accident incident is particularly difficult to come to grips with. Can you expand on what's so difficult about traffic accidents?
Yes. So when someone is killed in an accident, which is what happened to my husband, it's sudden, obviously. It's not something that we were expecting. And it means that our whole life has to change very quickly, that everything that we understood about what's safe and what's not safe and even practical things about what we'll do on a daily basis, all of that gets changed very quickly. And obviously that a person has lost someone who's significant to them, so there's a whole process of grieving that they might be going through at the same time. So it's a very confronting time, and our minds and our bodies can go into a state of shock where our mind will help us by shutting down parts of our mind so that we have a chance to deal with everything that's happening at once, which means that from the outside, people who are looking at us can really struggle to know how to help us because we're dealing with so much all at once that's happening for us in our grief, and also just trying to deal with the suddenness of the shock that we've experienced as well.
Right. Well, I understand we've all heard about the five stages of grief, being denial, grief, denial, anger, bargaining, and acceptance, I believe. Is that the
That's
last
right.
one? Yeah. Well, when it comes to anger with a sort of a tragic accident, where you quite often won't have somebody to blame with something random, random tragedy. Does this make it difficult to process the different stages of grief?
Yes, it really can, because accidents happen, and there isn't always someone to blame for them. Or even if there is someone to blame, it can still just seem so senseless that someone just made a mistake and has had such a tragic consequence. And it can take some time to come to terms with that, and it can create a lot of anger or bitterness or guilt or lots of other emotions that we really need to take time to work through and to come to some level of acceptance around that. And people deal with that in very different ways. Some people can take a really long time. Some people never actually come to a level of acceptance. And other people find other ways to deal with it, like what we've seen the Morecambes do with the loss of their son, or other people who find ways to channel that energy into something more positive so that they can make some sense of what happened for themselves.
Well, I understand that you yourself, as you mentioned, lost your husband in a random traffic accident while, and to quote, living the dream overseas. Was writing this book a way to process your own grief as well as to help others?
Yes, so my husband was hit by a car while we were living overseas, and he was killed almost instantly. And so my life completely changed. I had to come back to Australia, and I didn't have a job. I didn't have anywhere to live. And everything changed for me. And it was I struggled to be able to understand why that would happen and how I could make any sense of that for myself and what I could do next. So I have always been a writer, but I did find for myself that writing helped me to process what was happening for me. But then I realised that probably there are lots of other women and lots of other people who go through a similar thing. So I thought it made sense to use my writing to support other people. But in actual fact, sometimes the writing was very difficult because it requires reliving what you've been through, and that wasn't a very pleasant process. But I wanted the book to be very practical as well. So there are bits of my story, but the book is very much also about strategies from lots of other women that I talked with about how we can deal with grief. So how do you get yourself out of bed every morning? How do you make sure that your kids are okay? And how do you deal with the loneliness and the anger and lots of the other experiences that we go through when we're grieving?
Well, it's a difficult process, there's no doubt. Do you have any advice to people who might have lost someone in something like a traffic incident or any kind of incident where death has come suddenly and unexpectedly?
I think the main thing is to understand that grieving is a natural and normal process, that with loss comes grief, and that it's okay to grieve, and that the way that you grieve will be very individual. We do have this idea that, you know, we know about the stages of grief, and we can have that can create an idea that it will just process in a certain way, and that everyone does it the same way, and it takes a standard amount of time. But really, it's different for everyone. So just go with what's happening for you, and deal with what you need to deal with as it's happening. Understand that you'll experience a range of emotions or not. You know, some people get very angry, or they cry a lot, and some people hardly have any anger at all, and they don't cry very much at all. And both of those are okay. And grieving will probably take much longer than you think it's going to, and that's okay as well. Our grief can come in waves, and to understand that will happen, that sometimes it will be very intense, and then it won't seem so bad. And just to be kind to yourself, to give yourself the space to go through that in the way that you need to. And also be careful of not isolating yourself. Grief can seem like you're the only one who understands what this feels like, but know that other people will help you if you give them some opportunity and let them in, so that you don't become isolated, which will just make your grieving much more difficult.
Mm. Well, Deb, thanks so much for joining me this morning to have a chat about your book and grief as well.
Thank you, Philip, for the opportunity.
Cheers.